Welcome to the Full Armor of Game, episode 29. We are finishing up our discussion about setting boundaries with women. Such an important topic, so we had to go two different episodes for this one to hear about how to create set boundaries with women so that you can get that long-term respect and attraction from women, with myself, Adam from Texting Prince, and of course, Czar from Czar of Dating. Enjoy, and as you guys hear this, our official 5-week program is starting Wednesday, March 6th. That will be tomorrow when this podcast comes out. So as of right now, there's two spots remaining. We got one guy that just said he's ready to join, so there might only be one spot, maybe zero, but get your applications in just in case, because we're going to be starting March 6th, 2024, Wednesday night, 6 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, enjoy the episode.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death.
Put on the whole armor of game.
This is where we fight! And these shield boys!
No provocative pictures on social media whatsoever. Now, if you guys are dating girls or getting in a serious relationship with a girl who already has provocative pictures or an OnlyFans, and she's a fucking ass cheek away from being a porn star already, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fool, number one, for even dating that girl. You cannot turn a hoe into a housewife. If she shows you who she is, her posting provocative pictures, she loves that attention, loves that validation, that is who she is. Putting nail polish on a fucking possum still makes it a fucking possum. You're not changing anything, fellas. It's still a fucking possum. That's what this girl is. So, of course, me and Adam know what a girl is about without scrolling through her social media. Like, we're seasoned enough to know, like, if this girl is a high-quality girl based off her profession, how educated she is, the way she carries herself, whether or not she's posting fucking provocative pictures. Okay, we're not that stupid. But for you novices out there, sometimes you have to look at their social media because it reveals everything about that person. So that's on you. I'm not dating a girl. Well, I shouldn't say I'd fuck with the girl who posts provocative pictures or has an OnlyFans, but I'd be damned if I ever invest anything or get in a relationship with these women. I'd be fucking damned. I'm not doing it.
And another good way to frame that to women would be the same way, is like, okay, she's posting provocative photos. And if you asked her, hey, would you mind if I went to a bunch of these Instagram models and liked all their photos and commented on their photos, all these provocative photos, would that upset you? Would you care if I was liking all these pictures and all that stuff? And she's like, yeah, of course I would. Go, okay. So that is, to me, the same as you posting these photos. What are you posting these photos for? Because there's guys on the other side that are liking these provocative photos. So there is a kind of like a sexual energy almost exchange in that. And so the way I look at it is, if a woman is acting like a side piece, not a true woman ready for commitment, if she's acting like a side piece, posting all these provocative photos, I'm going to treat her like a side piece because she is advertising for all these other men. So again, right, if she's posting these photos you don't like, now the shoe on the other foot, would she be upset that you're going around these other girls looking at these photos with provocative? Oh, why don't you like that she posted that? Why don't you like that I like that bikini pic? She's like, well, she was posting that for attention you gave it to. It's like, okay, now look at your social media. Are you looking like you're a girl in a committed relationship? Or are you looking like a side piece right now? And so again, I would frame it in that way. And just like everything else, right, you have to be the one that is not wanting the commitment before you have any type of bargaining power, period. if you are the one forcing commitment down and then you're trying to take these things away from her, she still goes, no, you wanted me anyway. I can keep doing whatever I want and I'll keep getting what I want because, right, that's the established relationship now. So, yeah, just calmly try to talk her to the other side of that if that's, you know, how you want to play it. Otherwise, I mean, if I'm seeing a girl posting all that type of stuff, again, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, she's a side piece. And that's okay, but I'm going to treat her like a side piece.
100%. You don't invest in these women, fellas. Unless if she's making you money posting these pictures, why the fuck would you want to be with a girl like that? Is she a supermodel? No. So why is she posting these provocative pictures? You know how bad that makes you look as a man? That woman is a representation of who you are as a man. If your family sees that, friends, people find out that you're really in a serious relationship with this girl, I don't care how beautiful she is, you will never garner that respect.
Actually, this is a good example. Did you see that the guy from Hot Ones, the wing guy, the bald dude?
Yeah, I love him. I love that guy.
Did you see that he got in a relationship with a porn star?
Of course, I saw that. I couldn't believe it.
And then did you see the Adam 22? You know, Adam 22, the podcast guy, right?
We call him Cuck 22.
And he said I don't know if you saw the exchange, he commented on that photo when it was an official relationship on Twitter. And he said, hey, good work, man. Her punani is fire, because he had previously slept with her on the podcast. And literally the next day, the guy from Hot Ones broke up with the porn star. Because again, right, that is the most embarrassing thing in the world if you as a man are dating a hoe. That is like the most embarrassing thing. Like no guy feels good about that, knowing that their woman had a bunch of, maybe Adam 22 feels good about that because he's making millions of dollars, but he's losing his soul in the process. But that's the example of, like, that is the worst thing, right? Every guy wants a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets with him. He doesn't want a freak on Instagram posting all these provocative photos. That's not a lady in the streets. She's presenting that out to the world. That means if she's not looking like a lady in her Instagram photos, she is looking like a street rat.
Yeah, these girls, they're like the end slices of bread. Everyone touches them, but no one wants them. And then there's always those fucking beta cucks that end up,
that's good,
that end up touching them and actually wanting to make a fucking sandwich out of these girls. But there was a Bellator MMA champion I just saw a video of. I don't even know his name. I don't care to know his name. I don't want to know his name after watching this interview. So they were leaving this shopping area. I don't know where the area was. Looks like it was in Cali. I have no idea. He's walking with this beautiful, voluptuous woman who was half fucking naked. She's an OnlyFans model. He's a Bellator MMA champion. And they asked her, how much money did he spend on you today going shopping? And she said, $39,000. My jaw literally fucking dropped to the floor. You are an MMA Bellator fucking champion, and this is the best you can do? A fucking OnlyFans model, and you're tricking on her $39,000? Women will never respect the trick. They will never respect the simps. I don't care how much money you want to spend on her. Oh, I'm applying pressure. I'm applying pressure. I'm cash apping her money. I'm sending her money. That is equivalent to a hoe when it comes to men. Yeah, we'll sleep with them. We'll fuck with them. But we will never respect them. That is the same way a girl looks at a guy that's dishing out $39,000 for a fucking shopping spree when she hasn't even earned it and she's an OnlyFans model. If that's a good quality woman, like the champion who won last night in the UFC fight, Ilia Topuria, the Spaniard, the guy from Spain, he just beat up Alexander Volkanovski, knocked him out. If you look at his wife, because he lives in Spain, he met her in Spain. They moved from Georgia. He actually knows fluent Spanish too. His wife is a high quality woman. I could tell just by looking at her, he married her. You can spend $39,000 on a woman like that who's by your side. Did she ever do OnlyFans? No. Was she a porn star? No. Does she have a low body count? Yes. But I could look at a woman and I know everything about her. But that's the difference. between someone that sells their soul, someone that doesn't have game, never got women before they got fame or status or money, and the guys that were getting women growing up when they didn't have any of that, that have game, that know what a good quality woman is. But this is what they're promoting. Every famous person who thinks they have game, they're either with an OnlyFans model, dating porn stars, all these podcasters that are on like the Bradley Martin, I don't even know, another fucking dork that I can't stand. All these guys, oh yeah, I'm dating a porn star and, you know, guys gave me shit for it. And they ended up cheating on the guy or like leaving him. What the fuck did you expect was going to happen? Like, you think you're special? You think but this is what they're promoting. They're pushing this shit. This is what happens when you guys don't have game. And Tupac said it best when he was describing Biggie. He said Biggie never got any girls before until he got a little fame. He said that's not a player, that's a trick. Tupac was getting the girls before he had the fame and the money.
Yeah, here's an example, I think, in modern day TV that you can see a big disparity between the two. And I would say, and I'll say, I like Travis Kelce's personality that they portray on the media, but you take Travis Kelce and his brother Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce, it has children. He has a loyal wife. She won't even wear any other team logo other than the Eagles for her man, Jason, right? She's that commit. She doesn't want the starlight. She's just there to support her man, Jason Kelce. That's his wife, Kylie, or something like that. And then on the opposite end, you got Travis Kelce, who is dating Taylor Swift. Now, people could say, well, Taylor Swift is a high-value woman. She's a billionaire and all that stuff. But she's also in her mid-30s, had multiple songs about how much men are bad, hate, you know, all this. She's had a numerous past of other guys in her life. Travis Kelce has millions of dollars. What is he going to do with the billionaire, the billions of dollars she gives him? That value shouldn't matter to him. He should want a loyal woman that he know could raise his children. Instead, he's in dancing in the spotlight with Taylor Swift, who again is like 33, not going to be a great choice if he wants to have children and settle down with. And yeah, what did he get for that? He got his Pfizer commercials and he got blown up around, you know, mainstream media. But to me, that's him selling his soul. And now he's with Taylor Swift, the girl that's on tour all the time, had so many ex-boyfriends, all that type of stuff. If they ever break up, he's going to have a hit piece out made from him from a song. And again, I think maybe a lot of this celebrity couples are fabricated. But when you just take Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce, I 1,000,000% would rather be in Jason Kelce's spot where he has a family, a loyal wife, all of his teammates love and respect him, and he's not out there shilling for Pfizer like someone like Travis Kelce is. And two brothers, same mom and dad, but to me, Jason
Who's
picked
happier?
The right choice.
Who's happier, right?
Jason's going to have a much more, in my opinion, fulfilling future than Travis is if he stays with Taylor Swift.
Let me tell you something about Travis, just from his behavior and from what I've seen. He's what you call the dumb jock. He's that typical dumb jock. He has those behaviors, his outbursts. He's not funny. Just sounds like an idiot. They're never getting married. Number one, they're going to break up. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah. If they get married, it will only be a publicity.
I'm telling you right now, I called it first. You guys are hearing it on the best podcast in the world. They're not getting married. This is exactly what's going to happen. Go back to that point I made of women date the opposite of who they were currently broken up with, who they last dated. She's dating the dumb jock alpha. You can consider Travis Kelce an alpha male. Okay, whatever. He has that perceived high value in her eyes. She perceives him as an alpha male. They're going to break up. She's going to get married to some beta cuck who's been in the friend zone for years. I'm calling it right now. You guys heard it first. She's going to marry that dude, that beta cuck, the safety net, Mr. Pendejo, who's been waiting. I promise you, I swear to God, it's going to be a beta male after Travis Kelce. And what did Kevin Samuels always say? It doesn't matter how much money a woman makes. Taylor Swift can make billions. Men don't have access to a woman's resources. We don't have access to her money. Me and you do, Adam. We have the game. I've gotten money out of women before because we have that type of a game. That's how you know this woman truly fucking loves you. 99% of men, they can't even get a dollar from their girl if it saved their fucking life. They can't tell her, hey, listen, I'm jammed up. I just need $50. I'll tell you about it later. Don't ask me questions now. The girl wouldn't even give him $50. I promise you, if everyone did this experiment, guys in relationships, they'd have a fucking heart attack. I could ask a girl for a fucking $1,000, $2,000, and she'll give it to me. I know women. Okay. I know the type of game I have. I've had it done before, but he doesn't have access to her billions. He's just with her for status. That's it. It raises his status a little bit. Do I think he's in love with her? Do I think he's attracted to her? No, because she's fucking annoying. She has a victim mindset. She's constantly complaining. She's talking about nonsense all the time. She's not funny. She's egotistical, narcissistic. Who wants a woman like that? Who? I don't.
Yeah, I hope they don't get married, Travis and her, because of that. I mean, at least it would make sense that Travis is using this right now just to promote his own thing and get him ready.
I would,
for
Adam, wouldn't you?
A life after
I would
football.
Adam, I would date Taylor Swift for like a couple of months, treat her like crap. I would treat her like crap. I would treat her so bad that I hope she writes an entire album about me. It's going to raise my status. I'm going to get more famous. I'm thinking on a different level than you guys. Okay. Travis is too dumb to think about this. He's too stupid to even think about this.
Yeah. Like you said before about the OnlyFans girl, like there is no way I would ever commit to an OnlyFans girl. There's the only way I would hang out with a girl on OnlyFans, right? Is if she's using that money that I don't agree with how she got it to take us out on all the dates, to give me all the presents, whatever. But like you mentioned, the MMA fighter who is, seeing the OnlyFans girl, and then he's dropping $39,000 on her. It's like, what is the point of her having that money? And then you're just spoiling her. And now you're living with the way that she got that money. There's just no incentive there. That just doesn't make sense. Like,
none of them have game. That's what I'm trying to say. All these influencers, these podcasters, they don't have any game. All these famous athletes, celebrities, because what happened was they never got women until they started getting that fame, that status, that money. Now they get these women, they don't have any experience how to set their boundaries like we're talking about, how to be a man of principles, how to say no, how to spot the energy vampires that we talk about, we've experienced, how to know if a girl's manipulating you or using you, how do you know if she wants to have a child with you to secure a future for herself and her. And we can talk about Brittany Renner. We can go on all day talking about this, okay? Maybe on another podcast. But
difference between Kylie Kelce and Ayesha Curry. Kylie Kelce doesn't want the spotlight. She just wants to be there to support her man. Ayesha Curry wants the spotlight. Even Brittany Mahomes, right? She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated now, swimsuit edition. She always wants attention. She wants that. She wants the stardom, put on her, even though Pat Mahomes is the guy that brought her to where she is. Steph Curry brought Ayesha Curry to where she is. She wants the attention and validation on herself.
But I'll tell you why.
Kylie Kelce doesn't. Kylie Kelce,
Adam,
is like,
I'll,
no,
I'll explain. I'll explain why about that Ayesha Curry situation. A lot of guys overlook. He wifed her up. They were dating since they were in high school. So she missed that phase, that attention whore phase that every young girl has. She missed that phase because she was with him. What did we tell you guys? These young girls, they're going to go through their slut phase. They're going to go through their attention whore phase. They're young. They're biological right now. They want to reproduce with the best man. They want to get as much attention as possible. That's biological. But once they reach 25 and older, once they're past that stage, if they weren't in a long committed relationship where they missed it, they don't need it anymore. But that's what happened with Ayesha Curry. She never got that fucking attention before. All she had was him. And I think that's what she's missing out on. That's why she's getting so upset, pissed off. She's like, you know what? I've been with this dude. He doesn't put me on the spotlight with him. He doesn't do any call outs for me. Doesn't say that, she supported me throughout all these years. My wife, my girl, he's not giving her that attention, that he's not showing her that appreciation that she wants. Like, she's craving that. So what is she going to try to do? She's going to try to get it on her own and complain about it. I think, I personally, I think that's what happened with the whole Ayesha Curry thing. Okay. That's why you don't get in a relationship with a girl that's that young. It doesn't make sense to me, guys. It doesn't. Like, wait until she's 25. Let her do what she has to do until she's ready to have stability and build something with you. That's what I think is the difference between those two you mentioned. Like, one of them probably went through that attention whore phase. Okay, cool. She got the stability. She's happy now with her man. But the other one never did. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, I know. It's just such a slippery slope because, again, right, some girls that have tasted it, now they want it again. So if they tasted that phase before, maybe it didn't all get out of their system and they still want more of that. Versus, like you said, the girls that haven't tasted it, with our culture and society around here telling women they need to. You need to sleep around. You need to taste other guys. You can't be with one guy your whole life. I think the culture is what infects so many of the young minds. And I will say there are small exceptions to this rule in my community that I've grown up with, where there's like very Christian people. I have seen some young, okay, they're 16, 17, 18-year-old girls, but they're looking for marriage the whole time and they found it. And to me, there's a few of the, like, I think that that's the best route. If you could get a young girl that wasn't infected by the mind virus of needing to sleep around. But again, in today's world, it's so hard to find that. It's like not even worth talking about it, really, because the percentage of women that haven't been infected by that in the Western world is so small.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And we know what that's due to. We're not going to say, we don't want to get banned, but it starts with the letter F, ends in ism.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys can figure that out, good on you. But let's talk about, we can get carried away on a tangent with this. We have a lot of great things we can discuss.
Yeah, we'll just make the, it's this one so long, we'll probably make this into a two-parter. So we'll be able to just keep, let's just finish this out and then we'll just make it two parts.
So dismissive behavior. I've had girls I was dating, they were mad at me. For whatever reason, I'm trying to communicate with her in a healthy, masculine way. And all of a sudden, they would turn their back on me and walk away. That's what dismissive behavior is. They would hang up abruptly on the phone. They're screaming at you. They're mad. And all of a sudden, click, they hang up on you. Or they block you on the phone. Number one, if they ever block you on the phone, you better not be calling them back. If they hang up abruptly on you, you better not even call them back, fellas. It is going to take a while for that girl to even talk to me. She's been demoted. She's on the bottom of the fucking totem pole. Now, if she wants to work her way back up, you know what I do as punishment? Write me an apology letter. Write me a 1-2-page apology letter. I don't care if English isn't your first language. Figure that shit out. Because if they truly love you, they'll figure that shit out. Write what you did wrong, why that was disrespectful, and that you will never do it again. The power of the fucking pen. That is the spear. The power of words. That's the tip of the fucking spear. When they write that shit down, because we all know women don't like being accountable for shit. They don't like taking responsibility. If you make them take that responsibility, they write you that apology letter and they mean it, they won't do it again. Or else, and guess again, what happens?
The only way you can bargain that too, right, is if you're not easily giving her the commitment piece. Because if you watch all, like a good example, just TV shows, movies, and you see even Californication, just because I just rewatched that whole thing. But just there's so many scenarios where something happened. Maybe the wife did something wrong. The girlfriend did something wrong. And then all of a sudden, the guy comes home and then she somehow flips on him and she's mad about something. They're like, wait, what? You're turning this on me? And then all of a sudden, they're desperately clinging to get on her good side again. And now the whole process repeats itself, because in those examples, the guy didn't have the bargaining chips. He wanted her so much more. All the guys fighting over Karen's best friend, the tiny Smurf girl, they call her.
Marcy.
Marcy, right? She can do no wrong for these guys, Charlie and the other big dude. Because they're simping for
Stu,
her so hard.
Charlie and Stu.
I love Yeah, Charlie and Stu. I love her so much. So no matter what happens, if she gets mad in any way and tries to turn on them, they stop and they go, oh, well, I need to work harder and harder and harder to get her back. There's no way that that Marcy girl would ever go, I'm going to write you a 2-page apology then, because these guys have been coming after her so much, wanting the commitment from her. So now they have no bargaining chips.
Yeah, if you watch that show, guys, watch Californication. Find it. It's not on Netflix with David Duchovny. It is one of the best shows that teaches you game, because David Duchovny in that show is Hank Moody.
Yeah, Hank Moody.
He's not even a good looking guy. If they put Brad Pitt in that show, it would have never worked. It would have flopped. But Hank,
yeah, he's
Moody,
like a, he's an above game. Average looking dude, but he has such game that all the girls want him.
It's the game that he has. And Marcy, what happened with Rick Springfield, the rock star?
Yep.
Slept with her, sold her a bunch of sweet nothings. Wanted nothing to do with her, and she was chasing him now.
Yep.
Right? But then Stu and Runkle.
Charlie Runkle,
the two beta males. So you'll see, like, the beta males in that show, the alpha. You can learn a lot from that show because they portray it very accurately. I advise you guys go watch that show. Hank Moody has that childlike humor that women love.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a very addictive quality to have with women. Either you have it or you don't. But he has that childlike spirit. He knows how to play with them, tease them. He doesn't take anything to heart, doesn't take life seriously. Women love that shit. Okay, and he's not boring. But if she does portray dismissive behavior, you have to talk to her. If she turns her back on you, you got to tell her, hey, listen, you know, that shit isn't going to fly with me if you ever do that again. Like, we don't walk away from each other. We talk about things like adults. We work it out. We communicate with one another. If you walk away from me like that again, you turn your back, you're never going to hear from me. Like, it's going to take a while for you to even get my attention again. And you have to mean it, because they'll test your resolve, fellas. They want to see, is this dude really about it, or is he just making shit up? And if you fold and she calls you the next day and you answer, hey, babe, listen, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, let's get together. Let's get some popcorn. Let's go out to a movie. Now you're just rewarding that behavior.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want to do. But don't worry about her. Oh, what if she cheats on me? What if she ain't going to cheat on you, bro. She's too busy thinking about you and the man that you are and the lovable asshole. Like, damn, what can I do? Oh, he's going to call me. I know he's going to call me. She's not thinking about another guy. She's thinking about you. So don't worry about her fucking with another guy. You have to live by your principles.
Yeah. If she's trying to walk or turn her back and to walk away, that's, again, it's like, hey, I tell her, it's like, hey, we can either sit down and talk about this now, or you can go your own way and I'm not chasing after you. And that's that. But like you mentioned, the worst thing is rewarding the bad behavior. Girl is dismissive to you, and then so many guys do this. Girl gets dismissive and the guy goes, oh shoot, what did I do wrong? Now I've got to make this right. Oh, what do I gotta do? I can take you out, I'll take you out tomorrow, or hey, I'm gonna buy you that purse you really wanted. Like, and you see it in shows all the time. They do this. They reward the bad behavior. Girl's dismissive, guy rewards her for being dismissive to try to get back in his good graces. She learns, oh, keep being dismissive, keep running the show, and I'll keep getting rewarded for it. Versus, right, if girl's dismissive and she's walking out the door, I'm like, all right, I double down. I'm like, I'm trying to work a solution here. You're turning your back on me to walk out. I'm turning my back on you now. Bye. We're done. I'm not chasing after you. I'm trying to come up with a solution here that we can work out. If you're being dismissive of that, then you're gone, and I'm not going to come after you, racing after you like all the other betas do. That's just not how it's going to happen. So if you walk out that door, that's on you. Again, it's your choice, but your choice has consequences. That consequence is, I'm not coming after you.
And guess what happens, right? If she does that type of behavior, acting dismissive, hangs up on you, blocks you, turns her back and keeps walking away, and you give her more and more attention, she knows now if she wants your attention, that's all she has to do. Block you on the phone, hang up on you, because she knows your beta ass is going to call her back 50 times and she's going to keep playing that game. And what do we say about behavior? It's going to get worse. It's either going to get better by her being held accountable, you checking her, putting her on ice, telling her to write an apology letter, having her clean your place, wash your car, do your fucking laundry, whatever it is, wash dishes for a week, whatever it is, guys. If you don't have some type of punishment for this person, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And I've been there before. I was that beta male in toxic relationships. I didn't understand the game fully at that point. Now, there's a difference, right? If you're acting emotional, you're attacking her, you're pointing the finger, you're being very disrespectful towards her, she has every right to just walk away from you. She has every right to leave, get out of that car, walk away. But if you tell her in a masculine voice, masculine energy, you hold frame, there's no reason why she should walk away from you, hang up on you, or block you. And let me tell you something, Adam. Women will use that excuse of blocking you or hanging up on you purposely, pretending like they're mad, because they want to step out on you. They want to go cheat on you. So what happens? All they have to say is, no, I'm mad at you. Don't call me again. Boom, hang up, or they block you. Now you keep calling. You're like, oh, fuck. You want to keep apologizing. She's still not answering. It gives them the perfect excuse to go cheat on you, because she knows she doesn't have to answer the phone now. You're not going to call her. You're not going to check up on her. Don't ask me how I know this shit, fellas. It's never happened to me, but in my toxic relationship, I would do that to the girl, and I'm sure they do it too. And I would go to a hotel with another girl because I didn't want to be with this girl anymore, and I would cheat on her. Only girl I've ever cheated on, and it ended like right after that. I'm not afraid to admit it because it was the most toxic relationship ever. I wanted a way out. That was my way out. And then she did find out because I never deleted the text. I wanted her to see it. I knew she would go through my phone, purposely left my phone in her bedroom when I was in the shower. Thank God she found those messages because it gave me a way out. It gave me a way out. I was like, yes, okay. Don't have to be with this girl ever again. And she still wanted me back. Like, when she knew I was serious, Adam, she still wanted to take me back. Like, 2 weeks later, she'd be blowing up my phone, sending me naked pics, calling me, wanting to see me, wanting to sleep with me. I wanted nothing more to do with her. Right? But she couldn't believe it. She's like, damn, he cheated on me. I broke up with him. He took it on the chin, and he really left me. Like, he wants nothing to do with me. Yeah, that was the whole plan. So, but that's a very evil move, right? Oh, I'm mad at you. Don't call me. You would purposely get into arguments with her. You would purposely start arguments because you knew if you can block her and hang up, you don't want to talk to her anymore. Cool. Now I can go cheat on her. She ain't going to call.
Yeah. And if she got, exactly. She got that perfect excuse too. You guys have a fight and she walks away and the guy keeps coming after her, calling her. And now she can go out the bar and be like, yeah, look at this guy. He was such a jerk to me. He was so mean to me. And now he won't leave me alone. He's constantly blowing. And then it gives her that. She easily gives herself that own excuse of going, I deserve this. He was smothering me. He was too controlling. I get a night out for fun now. Mm-hmm. Versus, right, if she did something wrong and I let her walk away and I'm not blowing up her phone. And now if she wants to go, you know, skedaddle and have some fun with some other guys, in my head, I go, good. You know what? Fine. You're going to learn what you lost, because that guy is not going to be nearly the guy that I am, and you just lost me. Mm-hmm. So now you're gonna have to sit with that. And again, I'm not telling a girl any of this stuff, and now she's gonna have to eat that on her own, because I'm not sitting here controlling her, coming after her, getting all emotional or whatever. I'm just, all right, you do your own thing. And now she goes around, explores the world, and realizes, dang, what did I miss out on? But at that point, for me, it's too late. She learned her lesson.
Yeah, it always happens. They always come back, fellas. They always, as long as you don't chase them away, you don't act like a beta male, they'll always come back. Okay? Now, there's a very important one. Number one, let's start with this one. Should be a quick one. It's self-explanatory. I tell a girl, if this even comes up, the topic, if you ever cheat on me or you violate me, we're done. I don't give out second chances. I don't play that bullshit. Okay, I don't cheat, you don't cheat, but if you ever do, another man violates, it's game over, right? Number one, you guys should never tolerate a girl cheating on you. You shouldn't even want her back. Like, you should be past that. I don't understand, guys. I get messages all the time. Oh, she cheated on me, but she apologized. We were together for 5 years. I love her. I'm like, bro, what? Like, do you make no fucking sense right now? Why do you want her back? She cheated on you. And then another guy says, oh, she told me she hooked up with another girl. Is that considered cheating? If you weren't there to participate, yes, that's cheating, motherfucker. Don't let her tell you otherwise. That is cheating. If you weren't there to participate, that is cheating. If she's hooking up and making out with another girl, why would you want to be with a girl like that regardless? That to me is unattractive. I don't want a girl that's hooking up with other girls and engaging in this debauchery of a lifestyle. But another important one, and I've had a girl say this to me several times, Adam. You ask them for a favor, right? Babe, grab me that water. Babe, grab me that. Babe, get me this. Babe, hold my jacket. And they respond with, can you at least say please? Could you say please? Could you ask nicer? Fellas, let me teach you something right now. If you comply and you say, can you please get me that? And you start acting nice and asking in a nicer way because she told you to, she's going to look at you like a fucking bitch. She will look at you like a bitch and she'll never respect you. This just happened to me and I said, nah, listen, we ain't doing all that. What do you want me to get down on my knees too and start begging? Right? You don't have to talk to me like that. If you don't want to get it for me, just tell me. And she still got it for me. But next time, if I asked her something, now I'll say please. Like, babe, can you please get me that? She's like, ah, you know, like, you know, thank you. But I'm not going to say it just because she told me to say it in that moment and for me to rephrase what I was asking. That makes you look weak. It already came out of my mouth. I'm not changing my words. You said it as a man. Stick to your guns. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. And remember that story that I told you guys, and I think you remember this, Adam. I had an easy lay that night. My game was on point. Met her at PetSmart in the cat food aisle. Beautiful smoke show. Italian, gorgeous girl, thick legs, big boobs, beautiful face. Went out and grabbed a drink with her at my favorite place. Game was on point, on fucking point, where she let me drive her brand new Lexus. I'm driving her car. We're going to another place. And she said, could you put the window down? And I said, could you at least say please or try asking nicer? Right, I said that to her. She came back at me with an attitude. She gave me a fucking attitude. She said, oh, just put my window down, acting like, you know, the B word. I complied like an idiot. I complied and still did it. Even when she was acting emotional, irrational, I failed that test right there. I should have pulled the fucking car over. I should have gotten out and I should have said, enjoy your night. I don't appreciate being spoken to that way. And call the fucking Uber. If I did that, I would have slept with her 100%. The fact that I let that slide with the way she was talking to me, never saw that girl ever again. Never saw her ever again. And it was an easy lay. An easy lay. That's why you guys have to check women on certain behaviors. But it was the way she raised her voice and how she was acting when she said it.
Yeah, and guys that hear this might sound say that, well, that's a contradiction. You know, she asked you to ask nicely and you didn't do it. And then, you know, you asked her to ask nicely and, you know, now you should have dropped her off, whatever. It's like, I can see that. There's the difference there. But like Czar says all the time, right? Compliance in a woman makes her more attractive to a man. Compliance in a man makes him less attractive to women. Remember, women want strong men. Women want decisive leaders. Men are leaders. Women are followers. So again, when you hear that and you go, well, that's a contradiction. Well, it's because men and women aren't the same. Mm-hmm. Women want a strong man. So when you get, I want women to say, yeah, if a girl told me to grab her something, I'd be like, maybe if you ask nicely, maybe. But, and so I want her to come back in and be compliant and ask nicely, then maybe I'll do it. But see, the difference is, right, when guys are doing that overly compliant thing, again, we're not equal. Men and women aren't the same. Attraction, women are attracted to the polarity of the opposite of them. So she's more passive and more of a follower. You're more decisive and more of a leader. So that's why these type of things matter. And again, in our world, people are going to tell you, well, that's not fair. We're all the same and all that stuff. But you have to fight through what we call the matrix. So you got to fight through what everyone else is telling you to do and understand that there are differences between men and women. And one of those things is that men are decisive leaders and women are supportive followers. So you want that supportive, sweet follower to be like, please, and all that type of stuff. The guy is more of that ruthless making decisions, and they're making a decision and going. So that's the type of dynamic with women that when you go back and forth and you try to do everything 50-50, the attraction will stop. She'll start to see you as another girl, a girlfriend, a friend zone, a roommate. And you see all these long-term relationships end up where they just feel like they're roommates. That's because they're trying to do everything 50-50. Oh, we're all the same. Oh, I did a little here. You do a little here. I'll do half of the sweeping chores. You do have, you know, all that type of stuff. That is not attraction. Men and women are different. And you got to understand that no one in the real world, when we say the blue pill, the matrix world, they're not going to give you good advice. So you have to learn these things, incorporate these things in your demeanor outside of the real world, because the real world is going to tell you that that's not fair. You're supposed to be the same. You got to treat her exactly like you, as an equal, like that. But again, attraction doesn't care. There needs to be polarity. There needs to be that difference, that magnetism for her to be attracted to.
I love how you brought up the contradictory, because you're absolutely right. And you explained it perfectly. We're different. We're not the same. Now, look at the contrast. The first girl, when I asked her to grab me that water, and she said, could you at least say please? I said, nah, we don't have to go there. Right? What do you want me to get on my knees and suck your you-know-what too? Now, if I complied to saying, please, can you grab me that water, like a beta male, I failed the congruency test. Oh, I knew he wasn't that masculine alpha dude. Like, I knew I can get him to bend. I failed the congruency test. I'm no longer attractive in her eyes. The second story, when she asked me to put the window down because she was hot, and I told her, could you at least say please? She started giving me an attitude, acting pugnacious, acting all emotional, raising her voice towards me. And I complied to still putting her window down through all that bullshit she was displaying. Now I failed the congruency test. That entire night, she knew, oh, this was just all pretend. He's not that real masculine alpha dude that he portrayed himself to be. You see the different contrasts here. It sounds contradictory. I understand that. But like Adam said, we're both attracted to different things, and women will test you like this. I gave you two different stories where women were testing me in a different way. And it starts with those little behaviors. It starts with the little nagging. And if you comply and you let that slide, it builds into something bigger.
Yeah, and let's take your example too. If you said, let's just say you said, hey, can you hand me that water bottle at your, you know, place, wherever. And then she said, well, could you at least say please? How I might do that then is I might say, you're right. Could you please take off your top and then go get me that water bottle? So now I can comply to her by saying please, but now I'm adding a little playful, like, yeah, take those pants off, then hand me that water bottle. So if that was the same way, right? You see how she's trying to get me to comply to be nicer. Well, okay, I'm going to give you a little, but it's like, all right, yeah, of course. Yeah. Can you please take off your top and go give me that water bottle? And now you can have fun doing it, but she'll look at you, she'll laugh, she'll get you the water bottle, and she might take her top off as well. But that's kind of another way you can kind of be charming about it. But the principles are still the same, is that you're not trying to comply to her wishes. And if you're giving her a little something like that, now you're adding a little something in there to make it fun and playful.
I would even go one step further. If she said, could you at least say please? Sure. Could you please grab me that water bottle and bend down as you do it so I can spank your ass?
There you go. Right? Exactly. There you go.
You know, if you say, like, and you give her that sly smile and you do a pause and you maintain eye contact, you know how attractive that is to a girl? And she'll actually do it. I swear to God, guys, she'll do it if you have the attitude to back it up.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was the entire podcast. If you have anything else to add, Adam, let them know about the March 6th seminar, the 5-week seminar where they get to join me and the Texting Prince. They get all of our courses included for free. It's over $1,000 value included for free in this 5-week seminar where you get to meet with us every week for over 2 hours sometimes, maybe even three, with the amount of content we give you and the questions we answer that you guys have.
Yep. And I put on the link below the podcast, you'll see our page for that, www.textingprince.com/game, I believe it is. /game. I'll see whatever it is. But when you click on that too, there's also a list now of the 5-week seminars. So again, you're gonna get all of our products and programs. You're going to then each get a seminar topic where each week we talk about a certain piece of game and then we give you a presentation on it. And then you have the Q&A. And again, the Q&A can be for that seminar we just talked about or for any other question you have. Let's say you hear something in a podcast like this, the thing we just talked about the please or the no please. And you go, hey, well, I had a scenario that's a little bit different. Well, good. Write all that stuff down. Write all your questions down because that's what we're here to try to answer all the questions, but also give you the little subtleties of game, the things that come up. There's things that happen in every relationship with a man and a woman that might be, oh yeah, there's a great way to always handle the situation. But there's other ones where it's like, oh, this is a little bit different here. Or we have some guys go, well, hey, I'm a young guy and I got a young girlfriend. So would this still work in this scenario? And then we'll help break everything down for your specific scenarios that you're looking for, the things you always want. When you're listening to a podcast and you hear us say something, you're like, man, I wish they would have covered this or that. It's like, great, write that down because we are going to cover that and we're going to cover it for you specifically in your scenario as well. So if you're looking for that transformation of game, like we started with this podcast, guys, it's no joke. You have to be the one that is holding out on commitment before a woman is willing to play by your rules. So these are all things you need to have. So if you're not having success with women, there can be just a few little tweaks that you need to make everything else go smooth, for everything else to click for you. And that is what we are here for. So it'll be March 6th, Wednesday night, starting at 6 p.m. PST, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get those applications in, and people that
actually sign up through the podcast, they get a discount. So all you listeners, people that follow us on this podcast that support the Czar and the Texting Prince, you guys get a discount.
Yep, you're gonna love doing this for you guys. It's gonna say $7.99 right now on the page, but again, like we mentioned before, we'll do it again in case you didn't hear the last podcast. When you're filling out your application and you mention, "Hey, we listen to the podcast," or you know, like, "Hey, yeah, I came from the podcast," right? We hear that, we're going to give you $200 off to join up because again, this whole coaching program we started was meant for once we started the podcast. We're like, this is for our guys, so. You'll see $7.99. That's what other people will see if they just randomly stumble across the page and want to come in. But if you've been listening to the podcast, let us know and you'll get that discount as well.
Make sure you like this podcast. Leave a great review, comments, anything you want us to talk about as well. You can catch the live episode on my YouTube channel. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, all social media outlets. Gracias. Gracias, as they say in Espanol.
Take care, guys. We'll be right back.